right here. Let's do a weekly staple on top of a weekly staple for your invasion boys. Let's do a little Friday frivolity. Am I the jerk style? If you have a jerky scenario that you'd like to send in and have the boys review, we'll start that back up next week. Every Thursday at 9:55, send in your scenario to amithejerk1310@gmail.com. amithejerk1310@gmail.com to send in your scenarios. But Sod and I have submitted a couple of our own today, and I'll go ahead and start if you don't mind. Mine's pretty quick. So around the neighborhood, the kids are testing out all their new toys that they got at Christmas, right? And yesterday, me and my son were going for a little stroll. We were doing there's a little park in our neighborhood right next to the community pool, and it's, you know, it's a crappy little park, but it's fine. And then there's a pond that's kind of near the front of the neighborhood, and a lot of times what we'll do is we'll drive down to the pond, do a little lap around the pond, drive to the park, do a little playing and having a good time, then we go to this walking trail that's not far away. Well, yesterday as we're walking around the pond, there's not many people out. It was pretty early, and it's New Year's Day. It was like 9:30, but there is one person out in the community area, and it's a child that cannot be more than 7. In fact, I'm going to say 6. There's no way he's more than 6 years old, riding what is more than like those motorized bicycles. It's like a mini dirt bike essentially. And he, like I said, he's about 5-6 years old. No helmet.
Oh.
No helmet. No parental coverage at all. So as the only adult in this area, I'm like, well, now I'm kind of responsible for this child. If he falls over, cracks his head, I now have to attend to that. And he's kind of buzzing us a little bit too, because he's obviously a lot faster, and he keeps it right by us as we're just walking around. Kid wanted to scare some ducks, but there the ducks were in the water, so we were just kind of walking. But then the kid started kind of like stopping right in front of us, and then like kind of just messing with something on the bike, fiddling with some gear or whatever it is, and then he'd kind of take off again. And then he would start doing that, and he'd start kind of talking to himself, but wanting us to hear very clearly. We finally get over to this one area where there's like a storm drain that's above the water, and we usually sit there and just watch ducks hang out, chat, you know, father-son stuff. Well, my son goes down into the kind of like ditch area, and he's walking back up the hill, and this kid comes walking by me, and he's clearly trying to befriend my son, and I'm a little annoyed with
how old is your son again?
He's 4. Okay. So they're relatively the same size. Yeah. Which is why I'm like, what the hell is this kid doing out here with no helmet and no parents riding a bike? And so as soon as that kid hits the bottom of the like trench or whatever, and he starts talking to my son, I go, all right, let's go. Time to leave. Cause I've already decided I don't like this kid and I don't want anything to do with him. So we kind of walk out. But as soon as I left, I was like, I kind of just left that cause we just immediately leave and get in the car and drive away. I'm like, I kind of just left that kid unattended, and he was 100% trying to befriend my son. And I was like, yeah, you know what? This one kind of sucks. Let's move on. So I felt a little bit jerky at the end of it.
Oh, I hate to cast the vote against my co-host there, but
what if the kid really sucks?
Yeah, I think I would have. Again, none of us can really have an opinion on this. Well, I guess
no, you can have an opinion on this. Yeah. I think we've all been in public with kids.
It's just I think I would have given my kid a little more time to feel it out and see if that other kid is actually someone not worth mingling with before just like, you know, immediately pulling the plug on
so
the relationship.
Was it then also a bad thing to only talk trash about that kid as we walked back to the vehicle? I'm like, boy, we got out of there just in time. That kid was annoying, wasn't he?
Wait, with your son?
Yeah.
what'd your son have to say?
Oh, he was like, yeah, he kept trying to talk to us, Dad. I'm like, yeah, that's why we don't talk to strangers right there. And that's kind of what I was thinking. I was like, why is he over here near me? Stranger danger.
Yeah.
Like, don't go talk to... I could be using this other one as bait.
Yeah, but I think people have a little bit more favorable opinion of the people around them.
Why? Not me. You shouldn't have it with me. Definitely not. No, so I felt a little bad about it, and I knew I should have felt a little bad about it, but also, he kind of got a little close a couple times when he buzzed near me, so yeah. I was annoyed.
I understand because of that why you may have done that, but yeah, I think if I was in your position, I probably would have let them like feel it out for a little bit. And then if I saw that my kid is getting uncomfortable or not really enjoying the interaction, then kind of rescue my kid from that situation as opposed to kind of preemptively, you know, ending it.
Yeah, because we'll have, there'll be scenarios where you're at the park or whatever and you've noticed that there's this other kid and he's kind of bad. He's one of the bad kids. But your kid's having a good time and now they're playing together. And at the park, it's generally not a big deal. And I'll just, you know, we'll let it fly. But it just felt like I can have full control over this situation right now and not invite this evil into my house of this BMX kid.
But also, was he doing anything
He
evil?
really was buzzing really close to me when he would drive by.
No, but I meant like personally to your son.
No, he was still there talking.
Okay.
He's still there talking.
Yeah.
I just had already picked him out as one of the bad ones. One of those motorcycle kids.
Yeah, that's a tough one. But
it's the only control you have as a parent over your kid is I can steer you away from the kids I don't want you to be friends with. And that kid did not seem like somebody I wanted him to be friends with.
When you rallied the family to head out, what was your son's reaction? Did he quickly just...
Oh, yeah, he was like, okay, let's go. Okay. He didn't care at all.
Okay. That makes it a little bit better.
It turns out he's very much like me and was also annoyed by that kid driving so close to us.
Brings me back a little bit more to the middle then.
He was not having a good time with the kid and he was also like, why are you bothering us? We're doing our own thing right now.
Mm. Okay.
So he wasn't really into it, but also I didn't give him much of a chance to be into
it. Yeah, but that does, like, if you were yanking your son out of that interaction while he's trying to befriend someone, I think that would be a little bit worse.
No, yeah, if we were at the park, because there's been times where, like, my favorite thing is when that little park is empty and I can just sit there and, like, I don't have to worry about, like, keeping as close of an eye that somebody's going to snatch my kid or whatever.
Yeah.
But when somebody else walks up there, I'm like, all right, we got about 10 minutes before it's time to go. I got about 10 minutes in me with awkwardly staring at this other dad. Like, are we going to have a conversation? Are you going to come over here? Can we just like be in our separate areas? I don't like it.
Yeah.
But that's just because I'm a bad antisocial person.
Makes sense. All right. Well, I'll go through mine real quick. The other day, earlier this week, I went to a local boba drink shop that I go to every so often. And as is the case with a lot of different places that are kind of, you know, open, like it's not seating, you order at the counter, things like that. I'm ordering my drink and after I'm done ordering, you go wait on the other side of the counter as they prepare your drink. So I was right up against the counter when I was ordering the drink, so I turned around and stepped back a little bit, and I ran into this dude, literally physically ran into him,
mm-hmm.
and he gives me this mean mug, and just on like instinct, I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, like, and then as I'm waiting for my drink, and I'm watching him order his on the other side, and I'm watching how the person behind him is like 4 feet behind him, was I really in the wrong? Like, should I be apologizing for running into you when you were literally on my ass?
You're breathing on my neck.
Yeah, you're breathing on my neck. I feel like in that situation, you give the person some space to finish their order. I don't even know because this person was right behind me, so I couldn't even see in my, you know, peripheral vision if he was on the side or anything. He was right behind me. So as soon as I turned around, I immediately, my arm chicken winged him a little
bit. There's almost no way for you not to kind of run into him.
Unless I slid, like, you know, just exactly parallel to the counter.
Electric slide down the counter.
So then I was like, yeah, I don't really think that. Now, I didn't say anything to him, and I just watched the interaction. It's boba drink, so by the time he came over to the counter to wait for his, I already had my drink and was walking out the door, so there was no awkward encounter or anything like that. But I do think that either he was standing right behind me the entire time,
mm-hmm.
or he noticed that I was paying and I'm about to finish this interaction, And I'm like, how urgently do you need to place your order that you can't wait for me to order my drink, go onto the counter? And by the way, side jerk thing is I always wait for the cashier to look up and say,
acknowledge me
before I walk up to the counter.
Into their space.
Yeah, and because it could be that she could be the person that has to help make the drink or something and isn't ready for the next order. He didn't do that, and he ran into me, and I was the one that apologized, but I feel like he was kind of the jerk.
Yeah, I have to agree, and I think as a country, we need more line standardization.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we need to go back to COVID rules where you need the 6 feet of separation, but we all should have a little bubble when you're in line and there's financial transactions happening, because there's nothing that bothers me more than when you're, like, at a grocery checkout and they're, like, basically right next to the computer with you. Like, hey, I've got a PIN number to put in over here. Do you mind? Yeah. Or if you're at the gas station and they are right behind you and like you kind of have to like scooch over and hide your information. Yeah, I think some people are just close line followers, and I don't know what it is, if they're afraid they're going to get cut off or what it is, because I definitely am a defensive driver in lines. I've got my head on a swivel for people that are going to cut lines.
Yeah, but it's like even on the highway, like we have tailgating rules and laws that you can't be that up close behind someone. I feel like we should carry that over to the rest of society.
We should. And hey, we're all about jobs around here, and think about all of the new policemen that are there just to police people walking and standing in lines.
I'm also just surprised at how that's not a common sense thing, though. Like,
I agree.
I feel like that's something that you shouldn't even have to be told, or it shouldn't be an implemented rule.
Why would you want to be this close to me?
Yeah.
Like, why would you want to be that close to somebody in, like, where they don't, they clearly have not seen you yet?
Yeah. And then on top of that, I feel like if for any reason I had a lapse in judgment and I did do that, I feel like I would be the one that apologizing, not let the other person.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like, that was, yeah. So that was a strange interaction, but I'm not a very confrontational person, as you may assume. And, I didn't really care to carry that interaction forward, but I didn't. And I was, honestly, I was kind of hoping that my drink would come fast. So
yeah,
I didn't have
get
to
out
wait
of there
with him over there. Cause, the only part that I do give him a little grace is, I don't know, maybe the guy was having a rough day. Maybe he had an argument with his kid or spouse or something and was having a rough day. And I'll just kind of like, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt there, but didn't feel great about that.
Just leave an extra courtesy step in between at lines.
Absolutely.